This is CliffCentral.com.
Emma Wade-Smith is the Regional Trade Commissioner for Africa, the UK's Department of International Trade, and we're actually in your house today. So thank you for having us.
You're very welcome.
This is a terrific expose of what British business is doing in South Africa and what South African business is doing in the UK. Obviously, a lot of people are aware of some of these sort of bigger and more well-known companies, but there are a lot of them that I wasn't aware until tonight are so bilateral in their business.
And I think that's one of the amazing things about British trade and investment in South Africa and across the rest of the continent as well. So not only do we have, you know, the classic sort of British heavy hitters, if you like, the Rolls Royces and so on, but we've got an enormous supply chain of fantastic British companies who are working with those big companies and indeed by themselves and doing terrific business all across the continent.
A big focus in tech.
Yes, there is, you can define tech however you like. I think people get a little bit fixated. Is this a tech company or not? But we've got a fantastic example here of maybe Bridge, great UK infrastructure company that uses, cutting edge, innovative engineering techniques to bring temporary and permanent bridging solutions to Africa. That's technology.
Absolutely.
And we're seeing technology through everything that British companies are bringing to Africa.
So I noticed there are a lot of South African businessmen around. I saw Ian Furr of Sorbet. They're opening up 5 stores, or they've already got 5 stores in the UK now. And there are probably a lot of other businesses that are getting involved in starting their own international branches in London and other parts of the UK.
Yeah, absolutely. And tonight is about showcasing the UK as well as South Africa. And what we see is hundreds of South African companies already set up and invested in the UK. I want to see much more of that over the years to come. So we have Sorbet here tonight, as you say, it's a great example. Mm-hmm. But we've also got a wonderful innovator, a company called iSlices, which has created an amazing product, which is now also launched in the UK. And they're building on that technology. Technology, to come back to your earlier point, to turn the product, which is essentially a cosmetic improvement for your facial features, like a sort of an eye mask.
Are you hinting that I could do with that? I won't be upset.
Not at all, no, fabulous. But they're turning that technology now into something that will help address wounds, will be able to be used in theatre for surgeries and so on. So
it's
amazing that we're seeing this fantastic innovation and technology, entrepreneurship, between South Africa and the UK, and we're showcasing just a little bit of that tonight.
But I'm also interested in your history in diplomacy and in trade. I mean, you were in Washington for a long time, you were in the Middle East for some time, and you couldn't have a bigger contrast, I think, than being in Washington in the Middle East and then coming here. So you really are after adventure.
Well, I think I've had a fabulous career. It's taken me all over the world. And what I love about my current job doing trade is I think that it's the most exciting, positive part of the British government's agenda right here, right now. Nothing is more important, I think, than the trade and investment relationships that the UK has around the world. And I think it's really important as part of projecting our global aspirations, our global presence, that the UK continues to be a really strong trading nation.
And a big partner of South Africa's. I mean, we've been long-standing and quite heavy-hitting partners in terms of the amount of business that the UK brings to South Africa. And I think it's obviously something that we're hoping from our side, that you have full cooperation from our government and from our ministers and from our various departments and even our businesses, which clearly have made representation here tonight.
Yeah, we have a fantastically close relationship, particularly in the business community. The team that I lead here and across Africa, that's what we're about. We need to be really close to governments and we need to be close to the business community. So it's a wonderful, wonderful relationship. And what we're looking to do over the next few years is really knit that into ever closer partnerships so that events like tonight, where we're working in collaboration with British and South African companies, we can do more often, because who doesn't like a party?
And Emma, doing all the regional work, there must be a huge amount of traveling, and there must be such variety in the different places that you end up visiting. And everybody's talking about Africa being this massive consumer market, this untapped consumer market of particularly young people, and they all want things, and they're all interested in buying the various products that are on show and on sale, and there are lots of British products among those, it obviously represents a very good balance sheet opportunity too, right? I mean, that's at the crux of all of this. We can talk about all the flowery niceties of we're getting on here and we're getting on there and we're good friends in this area. Actually, it's really good business too.
It absolutely is, you know, and I think one of the things that I see as I travel around Africa is that British companies are doing really good business. So that's good for their bottom line and it's good for their profit margins. But what they're also doing is they're investing in the communities in which they are doing business. And I think that's one of the things that really sets British companies apart from some others. So we see, you know, all sorts of examples of companies upskilling their workforce across Africa, investing in community projects. To help education and skills, which of course we know is a really key driver for economic growth, and creating and sustaining jobs, you know, all over the continent. That's what I see British companies doing, and that's why it's such a terrific job to do.
And of course, Brexit's not going to change a thing if it happens.
Well, it's
not
my
between
job.
Us.
Not between us, no, but it's also my job and the job of all of my ambassador and high commissioner colleagues across Africa to make sure that we are working with our host governments to maintain continuity in those trading arrangements. And what we've seen in the last few days, in fact, is actually, you know, some real progress there in terms of being able to clarify the implementation period that we will have upon leaving the European Union, and actually the terms of that implementation period. And it's absolutely fundamental to us that we have as much continuity as possible, and we're working really closely with governments all across the continent to make sure that that happens. And importantly, we're also talking to business so that we understand what business concerns are, and that we are able to address those early rather than sort of being surprised at the last minute.
And then, well done on this party. I mean, this is terrific. You've got a showcase of businesses here, but you've got tea gardens and Virgin lounges, and someone's getting a massage just over here, and then there are very smart people wandering around in suits, and it's terrific. Well done.
It is an amazing
what
event.
What a beautiful evening.
It is, and the weather, of course, is spectacular. I do just want to draw your attention to the tea garden that
yes.
you mentioned. That is there to signify the Commonwealth for us.
Oh.
In the UK, in 3 weeks' time, we are hosting more than 50 heads of government and state from across the Commonwealth at the Commonwealth Summit, and there's a really big push there on business and, importantly, free trade. And we and our Commonwealth colleagues really want the Commonwealth to be a strong proponent of open trade and free trade, because we all agree that that's the best possible way to secure mutual prosperity and to pull people out of poverty. And that's what we're here to do.
You won't have any disagreement from me. How many of the countries that you're here speaking to are Commonwealth countries?
So 19 African Commonwealth countries. And we have a presence in 11 of those.
Wow.
From a trade team perspective. So all across those 19 countries, we've been holding events in advance of the summit to celebrate the Commonwealth and really promote that business opportunity.
Well, congratulations on tonight. Well done to your staff and everybody here who's put together a really spectacular evening. And I'm sure it'll end up being loads and loads of fun as it sort of descends into the darker midnight hours and so on. It's terrific. Well done.
Thank you very much. Look forward to enjoying it with you.
Thank you.
This is CliffCentral.com.